Blog Talk Radio.
Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master Teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences. And it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. And like the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. So please, that call-in number for the show is 646-716-6794. Again, that number to call for that free angel guidance or angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we take some of those phone calls, once again, welcome listeners and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for listening in, whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the almost 90 archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, just a reminder, Each month, myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, we send out a channeled monthly angel newsletter that takes a look at the world from a higher perspective. Now, this newsletter brings forth angelic messages on particular topics that will give you great insight on how to live life with clarity, with passion, and with joy. If you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address to Candy, that's C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. And Angel Healing House is, of course, one word. The Posse of Angels and I look forward to helping you receive clarity and insight into your life. I'd also love for you to visit my Angel Healing House Facebook page. And once you go on there, it's filled with channeled messages and very cute animal pictures to go along with those channeled messages from the angels. And they're great reminders to click on and visit every day to get some insight on a motivational tool to keep us bright and happy and clear and positive. And if it gives you a giggle, if my Angel Healing House Facebook page gives you a giggle or a smile, I'd love for you to give it a like. Now, I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel advice on the line. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to speak about our topic of the day before we launch into taking some of those phone calls. And our topic for today is called Your Blessing of Divine Timing. Now, this topic came about as a result of meeting a new friend for tea at my local cafe. Now, listeners, I use the word my cafe because by deliberately going out and allowing myself to be of the world is a very new action for me. You see, listeners, for the past 3 years, I've lived a fairly solitary life. My days are filled with seeing clients, phone readings, and intuitive counseling, and hosting my own radio show from home, and writing, and writing, and more writing, along with my first book, Angels of Faith, that was published in 2010. I now have a compendium of 8 books in total, including 2 300-page novels that have been lovingly channeled. All of this writing and the writing of this book was all-consuming, and it kept me sequestered away from basically showing up in the world. Yet this changed dramatically 6 weeks ago when the Posse of Angels said to me, "It's now time for you to go forth and go out and demonstrate to God that you are ready to be seen in the world." Now, their choice of words was very interesting, listeners, because for so long, many of us, like myself, were just not perceived by the majority of people on the planet. Those of us whose energetic frequencies are at a very high level compared to those others on the planet who have not shifted yet or are not living a life of conscious awareness, we've experienced a misalignment with others' energies, and that translated into many of us not being seen, not being heard, and actually not being able to be perceived by others at all. Yet as a result of the major shift that has occurred on the planet, which was greatly helped by the April-May eclipse energies, many people have awakened to embrace and shifted to a higher consciousness, a higher awareness. The tangible results can be seen in long-standing verdicts and truths being disclosed and overturned now. For example, the constitutional right for equality under the law for same-sex marriages that was denied only a few years ago has now so easily been overturned because the majority of the people on the planet have shifted into a more loving, accepting, and unified way of thinking, equality for all, and not putting any restrictions on love. And with this enormous energetic shift, many on the planet are waking up very hungry for answers as they long to reconnect with their own spirituality. That is why there is a great stirring among many of the first wave of light workers and metaphysical teachers as their intuitions are picking up that the time is drawing nearer for us to be, for want of a better word, presented to mainstream society, presented to the world. Following the Posse of Angels, loving advice for me to go out and be seen. And they told me specifically, take your laptop and go write in a cafe that you like. I set my intention that I was truly ready to be seen by the world. And for the past 6 weeks, every day, I've gone to my local cafe and I've sat there and I've written for about 2 or 3 hours. Now, as a result of stating to the universe that I was ready to be seen and showing up in the world, it has been wonderful what I've experienced. You know, I have gone to cafes before, I've been to places, and quite frankly, it was almost as if I was invisible. But now people interact with me. You know, one gentleman who was sitting close to me came up to me, and he was on his laptop. He was looking at his shoe designing nephew's webpage, and he asked me if I would give him some feedback on what I thought about his nephew's design. We had a lovely talk. I ended up giving him my brochure, and on we go. As it's a busy cafe, I sometimes am sitting at a table for four, and many times there are others who share the table with me, and they are drawn to engage in conversation. Now, this might seem pretty mundane for some of you listeners, but I've stood in front of cashiers and clerks in stores before in the past, and I've spoken to people and asked them questions, and it was as if I was, and they were looking right through me, as they could not perceive my energies. So when I arrived at the cafe to show up in the world one day, I wasn't surprised when a lovely young lady approached me and she said, I just thought I would tell you that your tag is sticking up in the back of your dress. I smiled and told her that, because I often let people know the same thing. Looking in her eyes, I knew that there was a connection between the two of us, and I sat down. You know, listeners, the more I tried to write, the more I felt like I should introduce myself. Grabbing one of my brochures, I went over to her, introduced myself, and within seconds, we felt a like-minded spiritual alignment. We decided to exchange information, and that is how we came to meet for tea the following week. She is working as a prosperity coach, and she helps others align their frequencies with their intentions to be able to manifest abundance of all kinds in their lives. Now, in our conversation, I mentioned that many of us have been working diligently for the past 10 years to build a very strong foundation for ourselves. This foundation has been built on our creative efforts through the writing of books, recording of CDs, podcasts, creating workshops, seminars, screenplays, radio programs, and honing our services in the alternative health and coaching arenas. You know, when I mentioned to her that many of us, first wave of light workers, having built this really strong foundation, were now anticipating the next step to open the doors wide of possibilities for us to be presented on the worldwide stage, her response kind of surprised me. With all her knowledge about the laws of attraction, she said, I just can't wait for my breakthrough. I've waited long enough. There was a note of impatience as to how long she had been building and honing her passion. And while she didn't sound desperate, there seemed to be a great deal of frustration in her tone. The Posse of Angels was quick to chime in. And do you know what they said to her? They said, that which is yours, your intentions and dreams will always be yours. Do not wish for so-called breakthroughs to come quickly or to pray to hasten anything happening in your life. For God and the angels know these things that you've longed for way before you knew that you even desired them. They added that the universe is always conspiring to bring us our desires, for it has no other purpose than to answer our prayers and send the fulfillment of our dreams. The universe doesn't hold back and postpone the fulfillment of someone's breakthroughs and answer to their prayers 1 second longer than is necessary for not only the greatest good of all concerned, but the greatest good of ourselves. With our limited linear minds and human vision of life, we cannot see the limitless variables and possibilities that God and the angels use to construct the most magical, the most miraculous, the most synchronistic things to occur to foster our dreams into reality. I mentioned to this friend that with many of us being very clear within, we've noticed our ability to manifest things greatly increased. I asked her if she asked the universe to hurry up her breakthrough, it might manifest immediately, but it would not be as extraordinary as a result if she had waited on God's timing, and certainly not hers. Knowing that we are all children of God and that all of our needs and our prayers will be answered helps us to allow the higher-ups to work their magic. You know, by affirming that I am a child of God, I know that if something has not happened yet, then it is simply not the divine timing for it to have occurred. I've mentioned this on other radio programs, that I do not twiddle my thumbs and just wait for the universe to show me something. I am joyful and give thankful praise that God and the angels are answering my prayers in the most miraculous of ways, and then I go and create. For the posse of angels want us to know that each and every one of us is on a need-to-know basis, and that when the timing is divine and the timing is right, we will be given the sign as how the universe is working for the betterment of each and every one of us, and then we'll be shown how to step forward on our journey. Before we go and speak about your blessings of divine timing and how the universe is always co-conspiring with us to fulfill our dreams, if we would just get out of our human way and allow God and the angels to work in our lives. Let's go to the phone line. 678, thank you so much for holding. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello, Candy, honey. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I think we're doing
a lot better.
Okay, what's been happening in your life?
The things that have been happening in my life is due to my own decisions, and I'm always putting other people before my own self and what's right for me. Now, after recognizing that this is a problem, and I am working on trying to correct the things that are not good for me and are good for other people that I happen to be doing, I was wondering if the posse of angels can tell us when things are going to start moving in my life for me, the things that I'm hoping for, the things that I desire. I know you were just talking about timing and everything, and I do know that divine timing is what we have to wait for. But I was wondering if they would know if this was going to be coming about anytime soon.
Okay. I've mentioned this before on my radio program, Susie. The two things, and believe me, most angels have never, ever experienced a human incarnation. So the two things that really miss them, the two things that really confuse them and they know very little about, little to nothing about, one is money, because mm-hmm. our abundance comes from God. It doesn't come from money. It doesn't come from
right.
a green thing we put in our wallets. And another thing is they live in 0 point. 0 point can best be described
uh-huh.
as living in bliss, acceptance, God consciousness, living mm-hmm. in love of self, love, you know, following the responsibility, taking accountability for our lives, forgiveness, judgment, being grateful, following unconditional love. Whenever we put our emphasis on something happening, we take our emphasis off on how grateful we are for our blessings in for exactly the way they are. And we may not really be able to comprehend this, but when you put any of your emphasis on saying, when will things be better for me, what you're telling the universe is that you're in lack.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling the universe, I don't have enough. I'm not happy. Things are not going like I want. And that comes across as wanting, it's coming across as lack, and it's coming across as being needy. Now, we don't perceive it as being that, but the universe, there's no gray areas of the universe, and the universe only sees it as lack. If we're not happy, and that's why happiness is not when something will happen. Happiness can only be found in the present moment. And the more you take your emphasis off of when will things be better, and put them on extolling and being grateful and appreciative for how blessed you are in this very moment. I'm not saying that, you know, that you shouldn't have your intentions. I'm not saying mm-hmm. that you shouldn't have your wishes and your desires, because as children of God, we can truly have whatever we desire. But, and I've mentioned this before, all of the visualizations, all of the affirmations, all of the vision boards and all of those things that we do, they will not come to fruition unless we, as the vessel, as the child of God, is in the highest alignment that we can be with our joy, with our happiness, with our love of ourselves, with the love of others, and this build-up of this frequency inside of us equals abundance. And then that frequency goes out into the world, out into the universe, and then the universe can send us back an abundance of health, an abundance of love, an abundance of money, and anything to do with abundance. But certainly, by any of us putting our emphasis on things, on perceiving that things are moment, it comes across as lack. And the universe only knows negative, or it knows positive. It doesn't know rationalizing. It doesn't know justifying. It doesn't know quantifying. You know, if you would only send me $1,000 extra a week, then I would be blah, 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 blah. You know, my whole world will be fine and da 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 da, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making light of this. It's just, it's black and white. That's what it is. There are no gray areas. The universe only knows high abundance or low abundance. And if we
mm-hmm.
do not grasp the enormity of the present moment, of the now, of how blessed we are with the, you know, if we're not happy for the blessings that we have in our immediate now, then we will not be given more blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And Susie, that's truly what it comes down to. I mean,
you know, Sandy, I really have been trying to be so, I have been, not just trying, I have been very patient, and I am always so very happy for people that have good things going on in their lives. And I just, you and Peter are just a beautiful example of exactly what I'm looking for in my life, at least one of the things.
You know what? Both of us, you know, people look at our relationship, and I can tell you that both of us came to self-love before we met. We were whole and we were 100% divinely realized before we met, or we never could have drawn each other to ourselves. We did the work. We did the work. We took 100% responsibility and accountability for our lives. Therefore, there was no more blame. There was no more victim. There was no more fault finding. The second thing we did, Susie, was that we forgave others. Because if we took responsibility for our life, that means we contracted whoever was in our life to be there to help us learn our lessons. And so we forgave to lift that burden off of our soul. There was no judgment anymore. We didn't judge other people. We allowed other people to walk their journey because that's their God-given right. And we turned the mirror back on ourselves and said, I honor and respect myself to walk my own journey and be authentic and honest. We were grateful and appreciative of our blessings, and we stopped loving conditionally, and we loved absolutely everyone unconditionally, no matter, you know, what they did or their choices that they made. And by being self-realized and loving ourselves, then those energies went out into the world, and we drew each other to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way, you know, people look at it and say, oh, it's a match made in heaven, and you're so lucky. It has nothing to do with luck.
Luck, no. Mm-mm. I agree.
It has nothing to do with luck. And you know, I do a twin flame relationship workshop, and I show people, you know, and I demonstrate to them that if you experience that self-love, I mean, lots of people, you know, they write lists of things that they want the universe to send them in a beautiful relationship. And with the laws of attraction and the laws of cause and effect, how can we expect to have that in front of us, which is not the direct reflection of what we have inside of ourselves? I mean, you know, if people don't, you know, love themselves, but I mean, this just doesn't say, you know, mean like I'll go out and buy a designer handbag because I love myself. This is truly honoring and respecting who you are, and living that. Then it's a disconnect. Then it's actually a misalignment in the world. So you may want these things and you may desire to have a relationship, but until that vibrational alignment is raised inside of you, that love quotient for yourself, then there's a misalignment on the outside. And one of the ways that you know you've started coming home to yourself is making yourself a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Susie, if I was to ask you who's the most important person in the world, who would you say?
You would have to say self.
You'd have to say yourself. And a lot of people won't say themselves. You know, I've had clients and on my one-on-one situations, and I've asked them, who is the most important person in the world? And they'll mention a laundry list, you know, their children, their husband, their God, you know, everyone else
mm-hmm.
outside of themselves. But
mm-hmm.
it's by making yourself a priority, and not that, you know, the exclusion of anybody else, but then if you make yourself a priority and you put yourself first on the list, then the universe will make you a priority.
Right.
Yeah. Talking
about relationships and stuff and past and being, you know, right with everything. If you say you were in an abusive relationship in your first marriage,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and you can't carry all those emotions and things that happened during that time, and then, you know, in order to be in the right place with yourself, you have to own up to that, you put yourself in that situation, you made that choice, and actually you really have to come to forgiveness for yourself.
Yes, that's what forgiveness is all about. I often say it's not for the other person, because the other person doesn't walk around one iota of their life saying, Susie, your candy doesn't forgive me. You know, it's not even a blip on their radar screen. Are we forgive to lift the burden of forgiveness off of our soul?
And to own our part in the decision making of marrying that person and staying in the relationship.
As a matter of fact, my ex was one of the most important teachers in my life, because he really pushed my buttons. He's a soulmate. He pushed my buttons. He caused me irritation and agitation and drama and all kinds of things in contrast to what I wanted. And in order for us to make movement forward and to challenge us and to help us grow, in soulmate relationships, that's why we karmically bring them to ourselves, to help us learn our lessons in contrast, which was, you know, as humans, we seem to learn our best lessons in contrast.
Mm-hmm. And it's not easy.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was recently on a radio program being interviewed, and I was saying how we choose the people in our lives to teach us lessons, and the interviewer said, "Well, why would people choose such horrible lives and of suffering?" And I said, first of all, why would you call any life horrible? I said, lives are not horrible. They are what we choose to be. And I said, suffering is a choice. Everyone has their challenges, no matter what they choose. You know, everything has an advantage or a disadvantage. That's how we grow. I said, but suffering is optional.
Mm-hmm.
So life doesn't have to be hard. And I'll give you a little clue, Susie. A long time ago, 10 years ago, knowing that, you know, I'm in human form and I'm still learning my lessons just like everyone else. And so I said, from now on, I want to learn my lessons not in hardship. I want to learn my lessons in joy and in peace and love. And really, from then, my eyes have been really clear to see the lessons in things that I've drawn to myself. And there is no hard anymore. There is no suffering. Because I choose to get my lessons in joy.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. That's a beautiful way of looking at it. You are really just an awesome teacher. You really are.
And you know what, Susie? Go on. Go on, I'm sorry, go on.
I just thank you for being there, because you just do this in such a very loving way.
Oh, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. The Posse of Angels are saying this to you now, Susie. You also are an extraordinary metaphysical teacher. You just haven't realized it yet. And it's actually bringing tears to my eyes. If you could see yourself in the reflection that the angels see you, for even choosing to come back, to put on a physical form, to go, to be on this planet, and to try to find love on a planet where, you know, so often love doesn't exist, and to hold the light, they're saying, if you could only see yourself like the angels see you, you'd just be so amazed at the light that you're carrying within you. You just haven't realized it to let it shine out.
It's true, because I've just been so dragged down by certain things that are going on in my life, but I definitely have to own up to that. They were my choices.
Yeah, and that's, you know what?
Correct.
That's the hardest part to do, is to say, I am accountable for each and everything. You know, it's once you really start rising above your life and seeing it from an angel's perspective, then you see everybody in your life, whether it was my abusive ex or, you know, people who dishonored me or whatever. You know, I wrote the script, and you start seeing them. You start seeing them with angels' wings on, and they're divine messengers that played an acting role in the theater of your life.
Wow. That is one very, very awesome visual.
It's so true, because, you know, it's like when you're sitting across from the Therapeutic Council, the Great White Brotherhood, before we incarnate, and they take our book of life off the shelf, and they open up and they say, okay, what contract do you want to write? And it's like you're the director, you're the producer, you're the screenplay writer, and you say, I want to choose that person to be my father, and I want to choose these characteristics. And, okay, maybe I'll choose him to have contrasting characteristics, so I get really angry, and I, you know, because he's controlling, and this way I can break away, and I can become independent and find my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we don't choose contrasting characteristics for everyone, but in a lot of cases, we are, you know, we choose the actors, and we choose what they're gonna do and their role and how they're gonna play, so that we can learn our lessons. And it's an amazing way to view our lives. And you know what, Susie? When you view your life like this, you're no longer reactive.
Okay.
You're no longer giving your power away to others, because you know that they wouldn't be there playing this role, unless you wrote them into your contract.
I know. I need an understudy for my daughter.
That's actually very cute, because, you know, well, you know what I've read about, you know, us increasing our vibrational frequency, our energetic alignment inside of ourselves, and which is getting higher and higher and higher. And, you know, once we can get to that stage where we can shapeshift, or we can bilocate, or we can do all kinds of things, maybe you can. You can go to another dimension, and an understudy can step in.
That would be really wonderful.
You know, because I've read things about how we, when you look at our, that you, when you start to look at yourself as a multidimensional soul, you are living in parallel dimensions, and so that would be really good. You know, I'm tired of living this earthly role. You know, can you come step in from another dimension and just take over for a while? I'm going on vacation.
Oh, that would be awesome.
But until that happens, you know, responsibility and forgiveness and judgment and certainly gratitude and appreciation do go a very long way to keeping us in the present moment, keeping us happy and truly blessed for exactly what we do have. Let me just pull some cards for you at the moment. Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that lovely? That we were talking about relationships, and we were talking about love issues. The Knight of Cups has come up for you. And out of all the knights in the tarot deck, the Knight of Cups is the knight in shining armor. But the posse of angels are saying that this card is an indication of being that knight in shining armor for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that will manifest in your reality when you are the direct reflection of that. Certainly, that is a very emotional card of connection. but they're pointing out the message is that be the knight of shining armor to yourself, not to rescue
yes.
yourself, but to come home to yourself. Oh, great card, Susie, the judgment card. And it's not so much judgment. This card has all to do with a rebirth of who you are. It's like
mm-hmm.
it's heralding a new phase in your life. And they're saying, you know, there's been aspects of your life that you've been asleep to, and now it's time to wake up to how beautiful, how magnificent, and how powerful you truly are. Because by projecting ourselves in the future and always asking when, which is actually not our providence, the how and the when of things happening are not our providence. That's the providence of God and the angels. So by harnessing that always asking when and putting your focus just on the now, that's when truly extraordinary things are going to happen for you. And the last card that comes up, oh, is a new beginning. This new beginning around, it's the Ace of Swords. And the new beginning is around your communication. Watch carefully what you say. Watch carefully what you think and the feelings in your heart, because that's all that's translating into manifesting things in your reality. So there's a very new way. There's two cards here which are about new beginnings, new phases of your life, and a rebirth. And this is about owning who you are and honoring yourself. So, Susie, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I hope
yes,
it's been helpful
you.
For you.
Absolutely. You always are a help. I could talk to you all day if you had the time, but you don't.
God bless you, and look after your beautiful life. Take care.
Thank you. Love you, Candy.
I love you, Susie. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
Thank you so much, Susie, for that wonderful call. Let's go to 347. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
Kiva.
Hi, Kiva. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Georgia.
You're in Georgia. So, yes. You have a question or a comment about our topic?
I just was calling. Do you do the reading?
I do. What area did you want to look at?
I'm trying to relocate, so I was just looking to that.
Okay, relocate. Now,
not relocate out of Georgia, but house hunting.
Okay, all right. The first thing that I'm getting is. Okay. The house that you're going to be moving into is not ready for you yet.
Okay.
They're showing me that the people are, not sure whether is this going to be for renting or sale or to buy.
Sale.
Okay, for sale. Okay. They're getting the house. They're actually getting the house ready for you. They don't know it's for you, but the angels
mm-hmm.
are saying this to you. So, once again, it's interesting, Kiva, it's interesting that our program is about divine timing, and
mm-hmm.
they want you to take your emphasis off of when it's going to be ready for you.
They want
you to say every day, thank you so much, God and the angels, for getting my new house ready for me.
Okay. I will.
Close your eyes and feel what it feels like to nest in this beautiful new home of yours. Because it's yours. And you know what? That which is there, okay, that they're saying to me to tell you, that which is yours is always yours.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot miss out on that which is yours. So there's no worry. There's no fretting. There's no, oh, my gosh, you know, the market, the economy, the this, the that. That's all BS. That's
yes,
all.
Yes,
You know?
Yes, that's what I keep telling myself, like, happiness over everything, because I just don't see anything that's, like, hitting me like I want this.
Okay, they are saying, okay, and they are saying you are so intuitive. Now, you really are very good, Kiva. They're patting you on the back now, and they're saying,
oh, wow.
They're applauding you for following your intuition. Because you're pretty good.
Yeah.
You follow, I know, because I see them. They're patting you in the back. You not only follow your intuition, but you act upon it. And most people don't act upon their intuition. They'll hear it, but they'll then go. They'll jump up from their heart to their logical linear mind, and they'll going, "Oh, I couldn't possibly, you know, do that." And then they won't action their intuition. But they're saying you are different. You are different. You allow the grace of God to enter into your life, and you listen, and you act upon your intuition. So they're saying, yes, I mean, if you're guided to go out and to go to some open homes and things like that, yes, go along. But if it's not a 100% that you love everything about this, then let it go. Because they're saying, where we are from a higher consciousness point of view now is there's no compromises, there's no settling, there's only what Kiva wants or desires.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll pull some cards on that. While I'm shuffling, they're also saying, there's only what you desire, and all of those needs will be met. And if we compromise or settle for anything anymore, then we're not being authentic. And if we're not being authentic and honest, then dishonesty will show up in our lives.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let me just dump the cards and have a bit of a shuffle here. Yeah, they're still patting you on the back. That's a lovely vision that they're giving me. Okay, let's look at relocating. Where she is. Oh, my gosh. You've got the Two of Cups, and the Two of Cups comes in with emotional fulfillment, okay? This emotional fulfillment, it's like you're partnering. And I don't know whether you've realized it or not, but there is something that has shifted with you in the last 3 months. There's something that's much lighter about you. There's something that is less concerned or worried about you. It's like you've decided that you're going to partner with a higher source. And this is a beautiful card with two people hugging each other with the two cups behind them, and there's an angel above them. And they're showing me the flowers blossoming and blooming as a result of this. Yes. This is a great card, and it's a confirmation to just continue to follow the signs and the signals that you get in the present moment in answer to this beautiful home that you will relocate to. And the next card is the Three of Pentacles. Now, this is an excellent card to them. And the Three of Pentacles comes in when you're being remunerated and recognized financially, abundantly, for your gifts and your talents. I don't know whether you're looking for a promotion, or you're looking for a change of job or something like that.
At the current time, I'm disability retired.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. They're also saying that if it doesn't come under the guise of a job or something, it may be charitable work. It may be something where your gifts
that
and talents...
That I am interested in. I do want to get into that.
Okay, all right. So that's where they're headed with this, about being remunerated. Not remunerated so much, although it could be, but recognized for your, as I said, your contribution to things. That's coming in as well. And the third card is a great card to end this reading, because it's the Hermit card, and that's the Trust the Universe card. that you are held, they're showing me that you're held in the hands of God, and that your wish for this home to be a beautiful nest for yourself, to honor and respect who you are, is held like a precious wish for you. And just let both the how and the when, and just thank them for this beautiful house that's coming to you.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, and I hope that's been good for you, Eva.
It has. It was great talking to you.
It's lovely talking to you. I'd love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, sending lots of love. Look after yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Before your phone call, I was speaking about how important God's divine timing is and not our timing in our lives. And those two phone callers, you know, both Susie and Kiva, you know, the messages that were coming through were about the timing in our lives. In Susie's case, it was about taking your emphasis off anything to do with the when, because that's not our providence. That's the providence of God and the angels. And actually, when takes us away from the now, away from the present moment, which is the only moment that we have to affect. And in Kiva's case, if she was asking, again, when, they're not really good with when, you know, because a lot of angels haven't lived a human incarnation. But they are led by God as to that divine timing. And the more she can keep thanking God and the angels for her beautiful home, it's there for her already. It will manifest in its own timing. And while I've had many personal experiences of the power and the grace of God working in my life in regards to His divine timing being such a blessing, my most amazing experience to date is when I was waiting for my financial settlement from my ex after I divorced in 1999. You know, I've spoken before on my radio program about my abusive marriage and how I finally had the strength to leave that marriage in 1998. Yet not being clear and awakened as I am now, I actually allowed my abusive ex to have full control over when he would pay me my financial settlement. By law in Australia, where I was living, the first part of the settlement came a year to the day after we separated, and then I waited for him to decide when the final part of the settlement would be completed, you know, figuring that I had been a devoted wife and a mother for 22 years. I thought that the payment would be made within a reasonable amount of time. But after I divorced, I decided to open up a coffee shop with a partner, a boyfriend of mine, and we both worked the cafe with our staff. I waited for my ex to pay me all of 1999, 2000, 2001, and through to the end of 2002. Those years were terribly difficult for me as I struggled financially, and I prayed and I begged and I plead and I screamed at God to hurry up and pay me my money that I was due. Unbeknownst to me, my partner in the cafe was a con man. He was deceitful, he was underhanded, and he had a history of attaching himself to divorced women and living on their money. You know, I didn't realize that he was siphoning and skimming money from the business left, right, and center. I was certainly not awakened and clear enough to my heart's intuition, and the angels were screaming at me as to how much dishonor and deceit was all around me. Well, and because of the laws of a cause and effect listeners, I did not honor and respect myself back then. During those years, this boyfriend of mine would ask me over and over and over, can't we get an attorney to make your ex pay you? And my reply was that the terms of the settlement that my ex as a lawyer had full control over was to determine when the final payment would be made to me. As we approached 2003, with the funds from the cafe being all but totally skimmed away and my financial payment settlement, the last one, nowhere in sight, my boyfriend started to tell me that he wanted to sever the relationship and that I should move out. Devastated and fearful of being on my own, I pleaded with him, but he had already moved on and was cold and quite emotionless. At the beginning of 2003, I had my walk-in experience, my spiritual awakening, and was then clear enough to see the dishonor and disrespect from this man. As I packed and I prepared to move out, I had an overwhelming peace inside of me that the angels were holding on to me very tightly and hearing them tell me that everything would be all right. And although I did not have any money, they told me you must move out. 5 days before I had arranged to move out, I received a call out of the blue from my ex's lawyers, and they said, "We are calling to inform you that $250,000 will be deposited in your bank account tomorrow." I was silent and I was in disbelief as I stared at the phone. I know without a shadow of a doubt that if God had not held off my ex's financial payment, that my boyfriend partner would have gotten his hands on it. And even though I went through some very humbling times financially in my life, that huge lump sum allowed me to reestablish my life. And when I met my beloved twin flame Pete 6 months after moving out, I took the bulk of the money and I paid down the loan on our beach house, which we owned together in Australia. And when we sold the house in 2007, the proceeds funded our reestablishing our lives in the States in order for our dreams to come true. And listeners, coming true, they certainly are. So the posse of angels are saying, when you think that God and the angels have forgotten you and have not heard your prayers, they are fervently reminding you that the angels have no other purpose than to orchestrate life to work out for your highest good. By accepting exactly where you are as divine, because it is where you are divinely meant to be. Let the experts, God and the angels, do what they do best, which is organize and arrange the timing of things in our lives for us to experience the most miraculous, the most synchronistic, and the most magical, amazing ways, which are limitless and infinite, of things working out for us. And that just wraps the show up for today. Thank you to my lovely callers, both Susie and Kiva, for your insight and for your beautiful light and sharing your questions and conversation with us today. Thank you for everyone tuning into the program, either listening live or to the archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Now, please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the posse of angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels with Faith, and my beautifully, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website at www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally or internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype or just over the phone, call me at Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716, or again, you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth, and listeners, go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Thank you so much. Love and blessings to you all. Bye-bye.